Bernie, so many things have declined in Butte, you know, and I think the church is one of them overall. Mm-hmm. Like you say, the closure of so many schools and churches themselves. But I just want to get a better sense of the role that the church played in people's lives in Butte back then.
Well, I think you got to realize back when all these people were immigrants from Ireland, Italy, when they came here, one of the most important things, you know, they'd work in certain mines and live in certain areas, never had cars. They walked to work, and so they wanted to have a school and a church. You know, they were coming from Ireland, Italy, Catholics, big Catholics. And, I mean, their number one goal was to build a school and a church. And the St. Mary's Parish was St. Mary's Parish, and everybody knew everybody, and they walked to church and school, and then St. Lawrence was the same thing, and so it was big, and you had all these vocations. Back then, it was pretty much accepted that every family had to send one daughter or son to either be a priest or a nun. I mean, that's just the way it was. I had an aunt, Sister Mary Brenda Boyle, my dad's sister, who became a nun, and she was a tremendous lady after my dad died. But then what happened is the reason the decline of the schools, financially certainly, but vocations. They just didn't have enough, sisters to, you know, you got to realize they could run a school with eight sisters because they hardly, you know, the only money. They believed in teaching and Christ and, you know, they didn't, money wasn't a big thing to them. You know, it just wasn't part of their life.
You'd said earlier that a lot of the values you carry even today came from your Catholic education.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
What are some of those?
When I go to bed every night, I say three Hail Marys, and I say the same thing, a lot of alcohol. God, help me accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And then I say a little prayer to my aunt, Sister Mary Brenda Boyle. And the main thing is treat everybody like you'd be treated, you know. And when I have my grandkids with me all the time, if we drive by somebody and they're homeless and they get a sign, I pull over and I say, here, Hunter, give this guy this money. Because I'm trying to teach them that, you know, this guy is no better than me, or, you know, he's created by the good Lord like me or you. This guy's hungry, you know. And, you know, maybe it's not true. Maybe he doesn't need the money, but you got to think that, well, maybe he does. And if he's hungry, he's hungry. And I certainly got an extra $20 bill. And then you try and teach those kids that treat everybody, fairly. You know, like they're a human being, that they're created by the good Lord. And those are kind of some of the things that I was taught.